Friday edition. Webster Tarpley, for a full 2 hours, will be in studio with me on the 4 to 6 p.m. abbreviated Sunday show we do, and he'll be in with us for about an hour and a half on Monday before he goes and gets on a plane down the road from here. Flies back to D.C. He's flying in tomorrow here to Austin, Texas, for the second Obama film I'm making. I'll announce details of the film, the name of the film, next week. It'll be released on July 4th. Because the New World Order is betting everything they got on him to sucker the public back into their whole agenda. It's not going to work. They even got him trying to promote Africa and saying, trust me, take the shots. I've even got that in the mainstream news today. And I want to go over that some on air. Continuing, sir, you just dropped bombshell after bombshell, doctor.
Yes, also want to give a shout-out to Brother Marcus there in Nubian Books for even allowing this to happen, take place.
Well, no, I'm just glad he told me about the book and we got one because, yes. I mean, there's so many great people that I don't even know about that you don't know about getting us all together. Speaking of Barack Obama, I mean, you studied this whole situation. Would this wicked establishment let a real good president, whether he was black, white, purple, polka-dotted, I mean, would they let a good guy in?
No, not at all. Of course, when you look at history and history of presidents, you will see that they're all bloodline, all related, and that they anyone who steps outside of their of the line that they're supposed to toe is eliminated. We can go back to Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, Garfield, and of course Kennedy. All these guys went up against the international bankers, and of course they were eliminated. So Obama is just a face piece. He is just someone who is there to give hope, calm the masses down, and then present himself, at least to certain people, as a so-called messiah, which is very laughable at best. So, no, they won't let any so-called good guy get into that position at all. That position is there for tyranny, oppression, and to keep people confused, and definitely let Big Pharma and Big Oil do what they do.
Look at what he's doing with Africa. I mean, he's now saying AfriCorps. They want to put troops in Africa. He's doubling the funding for the vaccines and abortions in Africa. I mean, the globalists love him because Africa, according to the news, is not trusting the establishment anymore, rightly so. They say, oh, the Africans are ignorant and backward. They think the vaccines have cancer and HIV in them, when there's Nobel Prize winners that have studied it and say it's in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we study the oppression of colonization and America going over there doing their thing, British going over there doing their thing, every other country going over and using Africa as a doormat and taking all the resources, killing the people with biological weapons, giving them genetic food, that's not going to help anybody. And he's going over there as a philanthropist, peacemaker, and all he's going over there to do is to set up those governments so that they can keep sapping those natural resources, keeping the people in strife and conflict between tribals, tribal wars, and then so they can pillage the whole continent of Africa as they've been doing before.
I'm sure you've seen the Senate letter that got leaked, and Obama admits it's real, where in Kenya, he was trying, through Odinga, his cousin, to get the Muslims and Christians killing each other to bring the nation down. I mean, that is evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've always used, you know, they'll try to say, you know, people say, oh, religion is the cause of war. No, it's not the case. There's the case where you have these agents, provocateurs, going in, creating conflict between two different groups, and so they can fight and kill each other off. It works perfectly.
And, okay, doctor, start over with that because you got interrupted by the break. Start over with these agent provocateurs when we come back, and we're going to talk one more segment and start taking calls. I got to have you back as a regular guest. The book is Meta Sin, and we'll have him tell you directly the best place to get it. Give it to everybody you know, ladies and gentlemen, because you can save lives. We're turning the corner. We're waking people up. I'm going to read part of this AP report and get Dr. Whitaker's take on that.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Scott Whitaker, I want you to start over because you got interrupted by the break, explaining what agent provocateurs, what front men do in society, and continue with other comments on what Barack Obama's doing, because one of the biggest group of listeners we have per capita. Now, for 12% of the population, we're way overrepresented with listeners of black Americans because they know not to trust the system. They've seen the scams. A lot of Americans are fat, dumb, and happy and think this is, you know, everything's fine. But now under Obama, you know, they're really buying into the government health care. Everybody is, but they're really buying into, hey, I can trust Barack Obama. And I'm going, no, he's controlled by eugenicists. He's increasing the attacks on Africa. And Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates is behind him. His dad heads Planned Parenthood, where she openly called black people weeds that had to be exterminated and taught Hitler everything he knew, Margaret Sanger. And then all these black high schools, one I went to, because I lived by White Rock Lake when I was in first grade, my kindergarten. And, you know, the school was probably 60% black. And it was Margaret Sanger kindergarten. And they had a statue of her out there in Dallas. So this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Can you speak directly, particularly to black folks, but everybody else? And, you know, how do we get them to listen? But that secondarily, finish up with what you were saying about Obama and Africa and agent provocateurs.
Yes. Of course, they're using a black face, okay, in terms of externally showing a black face so that, the rest of the world, I guess, was tired of seeing a white face colonize them. So they figured, I guess, a black face would be better. And so they're using this image of this man and using it as a sign of a peace. You know, we're coming to help you. That type of philanthropic benevolence. And it's all a sham, a game. It's like his universal health care that he's trying to promote, that Hillary Clinton is trying to promote. That's all a scam. What that's going to do is say that the only medicine or only drugs that you can use is ours, the medical establishment. They want to eliminate naturopathic doctors like myself. I'm sure they'll try to limit chiropractic care, acupuncture, and just affect the whole natural healing community. And that universal health care is very, very serious because you won't be able to do anything else but go to them. I mean, they'll put herbs and vitamins as prescriptions. And we got Codex Alimentarius possibly going into effect at the end of this year, 09, which is they're calling all vitamins toxins. So this is very sinister and satanic. And then they'll promote biotech. More genetic foods will be coming on the market every single day. And by the time you look up, your whole market would be nothing but Franken foods, Frankenstein.
Well, so, there's another example. With this eugenics agenda, they act like, oh, it's a great thing. We're fighting to get this establishment health care. And then it's killing you once you go in there, and they call it a practice as they practice their art on you like you're guinea pigs. I mean, that's what this is all about. So specifically, this is about them forcing vaccines. They've already, the FDA, as you know, came out and just listed a type of B vitamin as prescription. So they're going to say, oh, you got to get a prescription for that.
Exactly. Exactly. They skillfully do it. And they tried it there in New Jersey and Maryland. Gunpoint medicine there with the students who didn't want to be vaccinated. They took them to court with AK-47. So this stuff is on the move. It's coming to your town. It's very serious. This legislation, the new one just came out. This H.R. 875. They're going to eliminate all organic farming. You can't have farmers markets anymore. You can't even grow vegetables in your backyard. Very dangerous. That lady that's putting that up, what's her name, Republican Rosa DeLauro, her husband is Stanley Greenberg, who works for Monsanto. So these people are satanic and evil and murderers.
I mean, that's right.
Monsanto is the most satanic corporation on the planet.
I just don't want to interrupt you because we hit that break earlier. You were talking about Monsanto. Take your time. Get into Monsanto right now for folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, Monsanto. I broke that name down. It means mono Satan, one Satan. Very satanic. They're the ones that gave us Agent Orange and RBGH, growth hormone, Demerol, and all these different chemicals. And now we see in the market that's going into our bodies, Monsanto was behind most of it. If you go rent the movie Damien Omen 3, and when they talk about Thorn Corporation, separate, take Thorn and put Monsanto in the same place, and you see what's going on. They want to control the whole food supply of the world. Anybody who can sit in a laboratory and make a food that only makes a seed that only produces one time, then you have to go back to that company and get the seed again, is satanic. So you got these Terminator seeds that they're producing and giving to these farmers on these genetic soils. It produces one yield, and then that farmer has to go back to Monsanto begging for a seed to go plant again for the following year. So it's a controlled food supply, and people have to get back to the basics and learning how to grow their own food and supporting their local organic farmers. Very, very important.
Well, Doctor, I saw a report out of Oklahoma with one of their major cities with a city councilman saying people are planting gardens. I don't know if we can trust them to do that. We need to inspect their gardens and have licenses to have a garden in your backyard or a community garden because you might grow marijuana. See, that's guilty until proven innocent, where we're all prisoners. Speak to that.
Oh, yeah.
And how that ties into the federal bill that openly bans organic farming, selling eggs on the street corner. There's SWAT teaming the Amish, selling milk or eggs, and people with food pantries. They really do want to shut this down, and Obama, it was, again, no matter who's in office, it just expands, but it's expanding under him. And then Monsanto brought us through Searle, their subsidiary, aspartame, now in over 10,000 foods.
Yes. And that was brought in by Donald Rumsfeld. And you know, how criminal he was. But yeah, this H.R. 875, that's what that's for. That's to eliminate the organic farmers, your farmers markets, selling foods on the corner. They try to eliminate all that because they know the people want real food today. And they're tired of this genetic stuff. They're growing fruits and vegetables that they pick green. They put them into a fumigation center, fumigate them, then put them on the market. That's why the citrus fruits today taste so horrible if you buy them from the regular stores. And they have no nutritional value whatsoever. That's why you got to eat about 100 of them just to get vitamin A or vitamin C out of them. So these biotech companies, these big pharma vaccination, the cloned meat people are all tied in together. They all sit together thinking of how they can capitalize on us. And at the same time, and when we get sick, we got to go to them anyway. And then they give us more drugs. So it's just chemicals after chemicals. It goes back to IG Farben there in Germany, the German plant who was now Bayer, who during World War II wasn't even bombed. That whole place was told not to touch. And today, IG Farben, which is today Bayer, is nothing but a chemical company. And these chemicals are nothing but drugs. And drugs is what controls all the medical schools in America.
Well, remember Bayer Pharmaceutical and scores of subsidiaries for more than a decade when they knew every shot of factor VIII for the hemophiliacs and others was filled with HIV and filled with all types of hepatitis and other things. And they knew it, and their memos came out. Even MSNBC reported it. And they knowingly shipped it out, infecting millions. That isn't just greed. This is what they believe in.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. They, I mean, we're dealing with some people here. I actually believe one day they're actually going to try to shoot a rocket at the sun. I mean, these people are absolutely barbaric, satanic. They care nothing about human life. It's almost like they're, reptiles or something because they have no emotion. And it's so sad because the American population and some who are so caught up on CNN, the criminal news network, and anything that comes out that they say, they just follow it. I really don't understand, especially when you ask me about African American people here and how they've been tricked into this Messiah image. And we know the history of America and what it did to our ancestors, bringing us here, working us to death, didn't pay nobody. Then in the 60s came and killed all of our leaders, King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton. And always setting up roadblocks and tricks, COINTELPRO and things of that sort. So to actually think that today that anything has changed because of a new face has entered into the office is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, then look at how he's gone back. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. That's all he did. He said that he wasn't going to keep detainees without rights. Then all the headlines, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. He's protecting Bush and blocking congressional investigations of all the crimes Bush committed. He's launching all these new wars. He's got all these top globalists like Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski in there. He's increasing the eugenics funding in Asia, Africa, Latin America. And then I see white folks, black folks, whatever. It's like they're in a cult. They're like, I just love him. He's Jesus. And I'm like, no, you got to understand, this is a blackface on the New World Order. They are trying to fool you. And now they say, yeah, well, Obama had to lie to get into office, but I still like him. Man, they're in trouble.
And they're in big trouble. It goes back to that, I watch a lot of documentaries and movies, and, of course, I got my Obama deception here and telling everybody about it because it's outstanding. That movie that came out a while back called Sicko with Michael Moore, that was promoting universal health care. And if you know Michael Moore, his agent is Rahm Emanuel's brother. So I'm very curious about who's controlling Michael Moore and what he's putting out.
Well, stay there. I want to talk more about that because, yeah, like they had the movie Blood Diamond about, ooh, there's these evil diamonds that cause slavery in Africa. But what they don't tell you is the big diamond company, the big monopoly, runs those, and they don't want Africans to be able to have their own diamonds, so it's the name of helping Africa, but it actually tells the truth halfway but doesn't. Well, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Dr. Scott Whitaker is our guest. Short segment right now, long segment coming up, going directly to your phone calls. when we start the next segment, so be sure and stay with us. Medicine.net is the website if you want to check it out and get his fine book. I wanted to get to this article before we go to calls. Now, listen to this desperate propaganda, and I see this all over the news every day. I hear it on BBC Radio, on XM in my car, all over the world, from Middle East to Asia to Europe to the United States to England. But in places like Africa, more than half people refuse. They'll even pay them to take the vaccines, and they say no. They'll pay them to take GMO crops and plant them. They say no. Because people are getting wise. Listen to this. Associated Press. Vaccine refusals spur outbreak fears. But if you supposedly have already taken the vaccine and you're protected, which you're really not, actually gives you the disease in many cases, that's admitted, then why would you need to take it? But listen to this. You know, because other people, why does it matter if you've taken it and other people haven't? You're protected. A widespread scare about vaccine side effects in Ukraine has led to a sharp drop in immunizations that could result in disease outbreaks spreading beyond the former Soviet Republic, international and local health officials say. Hundreds of thousands of fearful Ukrainians have refused vaccines for diseases such as diphtheria, mumps, polio, hepatitis B, tuberculosis, whooping cough, and others this year, according to an official estimates. Authorities have canceled a UN-backed measles and rubella vaccination campaign funded by U.S. philanthropist Ted Turner, who's a eugenicist, and at a press club dinner said, "We need to get rid of all these GD useless feeders," a Hitler quote. Big public eugenicist says, "Get rid of 80% of us," in Time magazine, but he's got a shot for you, just like the heads of Planned Parenthood, his daddy, Bill Gates' daddy. I've got a Bill Moyers with him talking about getting rid of people, Bill Gates. Oh, but he wants to give you shots because he loves you. It goes, authorities have canceled the UN-backed measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination campaign because 9 million people refused that. So that's just one shot program, and they said, no, we're not taking it. I never thought I'd see the day where perfectly good vaccines are being destroyed, said Michael Bakakov, a spokesman for UNICEF. Around the world, health officials say they're struggling with the repercussions of vaccine fears they call unwarranted and dangerous. And then it says, since a bunch of people have been dying from vaccines in Ukraine, and so that's why they won't take it. And they said in northern Nigeria, there's a boycott of polio shots, believing HIV's in it. Well, they were caught doing that. They caught them, UN workers, and this was mainstream news in Libya, and they had whole wards of kids getting HIV who never had sex, and they caught them with it in there. And I mean, this is going on, and the whole article is trying to spin this and say it's not good that people aren't taking it. But this is great news that all over the world people are saying, I'm not going to touch your stuff. Dr. Whitaker.
I love that. When I hear stuff like that, that means that people are listening, waking up, and refusing to let poisons be injected into their bodies, into their family's body. And, of course, they're going to always spin the media to make it seem like they're doing something wrong or something bad, like the couple of these parents here in the States who refused to be have their children vaccinated, and like I said, they were forced at gunpoint, AK-47s, to go to the downtown court in New Jersey and in Maryland, and were almost made to take these vaccines.
By the way, I have the state attorney on. This is predominantly black kids that are making do this, and he was black. Then he laughed and said, "I don't vaccinate my children." But I said, there's no law to take vaccines, is there? And he said, no. But they still told him it was the law and had police with M16s and police dogs. We had reporters there, and it was on the national news. Thousands lined up being forcibly injected when there's no law. If that isn't a bankrupt, fraudulent government, what is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got these boot-licking Uncle Tom, so-called Negro leaders who will protect the establishment. They're called the Boule. And these are probably some of the worst people ever in terms of black leadership, and they do nothing but help the establishment keep everybody else down while they benefit from all the other perks that they receive, and they are some of the worst people on earth.
But why would the guy even admit he doesn't vaccinate his kids and then snicker about it?
Oh, because he knows how foolish it is to even do it. And so he knows the laws. So he's like, I'm going to go on and make you guys do it, but I definitely won't do it. Just like 75% of the doctors were interviewed and asked them, would they do chemotherapy? And they said no. But they'll give it to their patients.
Yeah, stay there. Calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Folks are born silver spoon in their hand, though they help themselves.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue. Red, yeah. White, and blue.
We're going to go to Scott, Nathan, doesn't exist, Brandon, Brian, and others here in just a moment. George Humphrey hadn't even seen the Obama deception. He's been out of town. He's in the Obama deception. He just popped into the office. Maybe I'll wrangle him into being in the Obama deception, too, real quick. Quick interview. I may have him pop in for a few minutes right here at the end of the show. I'm definitely going to have Dr. Scott Whitaker back on the show in the near future. We're about to go right back to him in a moment. First, some of the sponsors that I believe in that have made this radio show possible. The globalists bring us into a full-bore depression. 90-plus percent of people aren't self-sufficient. All hell's going to break loose. And so you need to get high-quality, non-GMO, grown right here in the U.S. foods. The place to do that is eFoodsDirect.com. They have three-day supplies, a little tester kit just to try out their great food. They've got year supply, month supplies, water filters, you name it. Really high-quality, folks, high-quality food. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633. They also are now looking for regional distributors that want to get involved. They've never done that before. This company's been around almost 30 years. So check that out at eFoodsDirect.com. Also, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And there's a war on against non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. There are big companies like Monsanto are buying them all up and destroying them or putting them in seed vaults, as the news has reported. So go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. Get your own high-quality non-GMO non-hybrid seeds, survivalseedbank.com, one word, or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. And lastly, the atmospheric water generator. There's water in the air, folks. You don't have to drink it out of the tap with the fluoride or put it through a filter and hope it cuts it out. You grab it out of the water, no fluoride, no nothing. Goes through seven different filters after that. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Neutral pH. 800-691-6043. Ecola Blue. 800-691-6043 or ECOLOBlue.com. They are just fabulous, folks. We love the unit. Folks that are getting them love the units. I have one here at the office and my home. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. Doctor, I want to go to calls right now, but where is the best place for folks to get your book, Medicine? I've seen several websites with your book.
Oh, the main website is www.medicines.net. That's MEDISINS.net.
Medicines with an S, dot
yes.
net.
Yes.
Medicines.net. We've got that up on the screen at prisonplanet.tv. You know, I think we're turning the corner. People are really starting to wake up now everywhere. There is a massive quickening happening. That's good news, but the establishment is moving in, jumping on us with both feet, trying to put us back in the box.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. They realize that through internet, through your show, and other activists out there who are trying to awaken the population, and they have to shut that all off with agent provocateurs, silly movies and silly TV shows to keep your mind on that stuff, which is really not it's not really like entertainment, but detainment that keeps you detained. So this stuff is very serious. They use mind control almost every day. I'm sure that if people saw the movie Eagle Eye, they could see that they can tap into your personal life at any time with just that cell phone.
Absolutely. Let's go to phone call. Scott in Maryland, where they had got machine gun point, force 1,500 children to be vaccinated with no law. You're on the air, Scott.
Hi. You know, I think the world is not so black and white as your guest is portraying it. I'm an oncologist, and there's a 90% cure rate for testicular cancer. If a young guy has testicular cancer and he, because he listens to your guest, does not go to a doctor, there's a good chance he's going to die where he has a 90% cure rate. Does your guest have that kind of treatment success with, you know, vitamins? I don't think so.
Let me just throw this out to you. I know there are good doctors and good people, and we talked about that earlier, like my dad. The issue here is we know with certain cancers, like testicular or prostate, that you have an 80-90% cure rate with those. I also know my grandmother went and had a CAT scan as a regular checkup. They said she had lung cancer. They cut her lung out, they screwed her heart up and everything. And they said, oh, it was just a ball of dirt in there. It was just where a blood vessel had burst. So she didn't have that. And then there's a 20-something-year-old, you know, girlfriend, one of my good friends, who's dying right now under the chemotherapy. I mean, all these kids are getting cancer. I mean, they give homeless people the bird flu shot and they die. That's London Telegraph. I mean, certainly there's a lot of evil going on here. But you know what? I'm not going to interrupt you. You've been holding. Make your point, Scott.
Well, for certain cancers like testicular and lymphoma, they have an 80 and 90% cure rate. So just not all cancers are untreatable. Solid tumor malignancies, advanced metastatic, they have basically there's no known standard cure for that. So, you know, I'll give you that. The other thing is that I'm interested in integrative medicine, and Dr. Dean Ornish has a program for reversing heart disease with diet and exercise. Medicare is going to start paying for it in January of 2010. And so I think there is some, you know, integrative medicine is coming to the fore in many circles. And Medicare...
Because people are demanding it. Just like 10 years ago, everybody started converting over to organic foods, so the feds changed the standards where something doesn't have to be organic to say organic. They're trying to shut down... I agree that a lot of doctors in regular medical science want to have a more holistic thing and look at other things. But, I mean... The horror stories of malpractice and drug, I mean, they know Prozac causes psychotic breaks. Why are they pushing it on kids? I mean, I know the eugenicists run the top of the thing, and but I mean, you made some points, Dr. Whitaker. Dr. Whitaker, you want to comment to the oncologist?
Well, all he mentioned was testicular cancer, and what was the other one? Lymphoma. I've done both of those, 100% cure rate. So I don't understand his point.
I would like to see your statistics. I highly doubt that that's the case. I mean, have you done a controlled trial? Have you actually done a scientific study?
You doubt it.
You're the arrogant person, sir. I mean, I'm a researcher.
Why would I have to doubt it? If you said you did that, I believe you. Why? I'm not doubting you.
Well, I mean, I'd like you to publish your results. You know, I would like you to draw up a study so I can...
There are a lot of medical studies, though, about the power of different vitamins and minerals and plant extracts. I mean, that's out there.
Yes, but there's a lot of synthetic vitamin studies that have been negative lately, and they've gotten most of the attention. Now, I'm interested in, you know, diet and a healthy, holistic approach, and I'd point people to the Ornish program if they want, a scientifically proven program that has some science behind it. I have had patients come to me with, going to a naturopathic doctor, coming out with 30 vitamin pills to take a day. I don't think that's, and then their diet is not emphasized. So, you know,
there's certainly a lot of quacks on all sides out there.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
yeah.
My whole issue is when I go to have a baby at the local hospital, they're sitting there with a nurse hooked into the health department asking my wife if we've got enough money or if I'm mean to her, not telling my wife this is a police interview and they're going to seize my new baby if my wife makes one wrong move. So I'm just saying the system is predatory. I'm not saying that the doctors individually are all bad. But any other comments to that, Scott?
I've had that training. Basically, you're looking for child abuse, and it's not – I mean, it's all in the guise of good intentions. So, I mean,
Not. They're not telling you you're in a police interview. That's going directly. You know, look, it's a grid. I mean, have you read the studies where the Rockefellers figured out most cancer is viral, and they're a bunch of eugenicists? I mean, these people are psychos. I know what they're doing. We've proven that.
Well, I have not read this particular.
Why do you think all these? As an oncologist, are you denying that there's now explosive? Juvenile diseases of cancers that never before was seen.
You know, I'd have to go back to the Sears data on that. I'm not a pediatric oncologist, but I believe that the incidence of cancer has greatly increased since 1940s. Now it's starting to decline in the last decade, but only a very small amount. But yes, since the 1940s, there has been a large...
Yeah, it's humped up and then planed off because of survivability in the statistics I've seen. I'm no doctor. I just read the medical journals. I read it all. But listen, Scott, send an email to robd@infowars.com, this deed Ornish. We'll look into that. We have all views on here, and I appreciate you holding. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that was Scott from Maryland. We go back to Dr. Scott Whitaker. I mean, that guy was not half as arrogant as most medical people are, was he?
Well, you know, just the fact that he would immediately just blow mine off is like, oh, yeah, I doubt that, you know. And he carries on with his jargon. But, you know, with them, everything has to be a scientific model. It's like they go to school, and if it doesn't fit into this certain box, then they don't believe it.
Okay, well, here's a scientific model. I know with the Searle, owned by Monsanto, headed up by Rumsfeld, I've read the actual scans of the reports. They fed it in the milk to the rhesus monkeys, and almost all of them died. I mean, it was killing them. And then they still used that data and turned it around and got approval with payoffs in Congress for that.
Oh, I'm sure. And you'll have the individuals like we just had who promote that and say they've made scientific discoveries.
Well, I don't know if he's backing that up, but it's pretty crazy. Nathan in Las Vegas. Nathan, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing? This is actually Nathan from Los Angeles, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, they told me Las Vegas, but go ahead.
I was calling because I had a question that I actually ran by a few people over the last year or so, but I just never can get an answer. And I've done the research, and I'm just baffled on this. What is, does dental shots or tetanus shots carry anything that I should be worried about?
Tetanus shots, it's been in mainstream newspapers. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 5 years ago, I forget the exact. But, I mean, mainstream European papers, you can pull this up. I've had medical doctors on, scores of them, basically saying what this naturopathic doctor is saying right now. But in India and Africa, major firms, universities, tested from multiple manufacturers. Okay, it wasn't an accident. A very expensive female hormone. Just had Montief on talking about it earlier this week. He's a medical doctor. And they tested it, and so you get an autoimmune response to the tetanus and to that hormone that's released at the start of the second trimester, causing a violent miscarriage and autoimmune inflammation in the organ that releases the hormone. Would you like to speak to that, the tetanus shot?
Oh, no doubt. It also is another form of causing infertility. It doesn't allow the egg to attach and causes many problems in women. The tetanus shot is a very toxic, contains mercury, so avoid it at all costs. People did back in the day, and my grandma, what they did, they ever punctured their foot with anything like that, they would just take a penny, put it at the puncture wound, and draw the poison out, and that's what they did.
Well, when I step on stuff, because I've had a tetanus shot when I was little, but I've had puncture wounds, I just get a knife out, put it over the flame, and then just stick that sucker in there and get it bleeding. So, I mean, I guess people don't want to do that, but I just get it going and get it bleeding.
Hey. Dental, I was trying to figure out, because, you know, everybody has to go to the dentist at some point. And I'm just not finding it.
Well, you notice they're moving away from the mercury fillings now towards, the other composites that are basically plastic.
Like, I guess specifically dental shots, you know, like the painkillers.
I don't believe there's any mercury in the Novocaine. That's not a vaccine. No. That's just a drug.
That's just a drug to deaden the nerve. But the dental profession also is no less evil than the American Medical Association, because promoting fluoride and mercury and putting that in people's mouths is satanic at best.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I'd get the fluoride wash, and I'd get a huge headache afterwards. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Doesn't exist in New Mexico. Interesting name. Go ahead, doesn't exist.
Monsanto doesn't exist. Day after day, I hear people denying the truth on the Alex Jones show. Pontius Pilate asked the question, what is truth? People need to Google The Principle of Contradiction by St. Thomas Aquinas. Something can't exist and not exist at the same time. Also, Google the letter... Story of a soul that went to hell. Hello?
Yes, sir. We're listening to you.
Go ahead.
Well, no, you're just talking about how the establishment denies everything. They're still saying there's no compulsory service bill, Glenn Beck says. There's no FEMA camps. Popular Mechanics says so. I appreciate your call. When it's just everywhere in the mainstream media, I've got reports here of all these youth brigades. I've got this, the Army Civilian Police and Security Guard program that I've got to go through. I've got the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. These are 24 camps with Americans in them right now. These are forced labor camps operating now, and no one will. It's at army.mil. Can you speak to just the level of denial we see out there, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, big denial. I remember when the Katrina event happened, when that fiasco took place and FEMA came on board, and so many families were broken up from that. Some they still can't find today, and they set up concentration camps. They sent everybody to the dome to be killed there, but luckily the winds went the other way, and that roof didn't cave in. But these forces are always, like I said, they're using mind control. They use the media to manipulate thoughts, and then they make you think that what's there is not there, and it really is. concentration camps are all over. All the military bases that they closed down are now being used as for concentration camps.
And they've introduced bills saying they've already set them up, but to get more funding for them, it says it's on the old bases. What we always told people, but we're making it up. Glenn Beck, we can trust him. Brandon in Kansas. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a couple questions, one for each of you, and a couple comments if time permits. My question first to Dr. Whitaker is, what do you know about Lyme disease and its agenda and source? And Alex, what do you know of how it could fit into the globalist agenda? Because Occam's razor tells me that it has to fit in there somewhere and possibly be the goal of the Tuskegee experiments.
Well, I mean, we have Plum Island. We know it was leaked from there. Even mainstream news says that. It's a zoological experimental level 4 bioweapons lab. They weaponized the Lyme's disease. Go ahead, doctor.
Oh, yeah. It's strange that the gentleman just asked that. I have just picked up a Lyme disease client last week. And it's definitely a biological weapon. Promoted as some tick landing on you and creating this problem, but that's not a problem that's created by no tick. As a biological weapon that destroys the nervous system, bacterium, and we've been using the chloride on that.
Stay there. Final segment. Straight ahead. George Humphrey will pop into.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, can ease computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I mean, take just the Tuskegee experiment. I hate to keep bringing up black folks, but in Maryland, so they're forcing to take the shots. It's where they're shipping them drugs in. They always do it there first, like Tony Brown says. The Tuskegee experiment, not just letting them die of it, but spreading it and giving it to them. That went for 45 years, the people exposed it. This is sinister at the top, and I want to do a few minutes here with George Humphrey, who just popped in right at the end. But Dr. Whitaker, we're definitely going to have you back on Medicine, S, you know, with an S on the end, .net. We'll have you back, but finish up with the Lyme disease situation.
Yes, like I said, it's a biological weapon. It was made there on Plum Island there, and it goes back into the 40s. So, yes, it you could relate that to the Tuskegee experiment because that was during that time frame. And it's a bacterium, laboratory made, destroys the nervous system. And like I said, we've been using chlorine dioxide to get the body back in shape with that, and a couple of nerving herbs to balance out the system after the person goes through that. But it's very debilitating when the person encounters it. It's airborne, and it's just another satanic weapon being used on the human population by these globalists.
Well, Dr. Whitaker, we will talk to you again in the near future. Godspeed, and thank you for your endorsement of the Obama deception.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mr. Jones, and I'd love to be on your part, too.
Absolutely. We'll have you back on and again. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
It's always great just discovering everyday new freedom fighters who've been out there for years, reaching tens of thousands, if not millions, of people. George Humphrey's one of them, author, lecturer, city councilman, degreed economist. You've just agreed, because you're always in California or India or Austin, all over the world, businessman. You're back. You hadn't seen the Obama deception. You've been gone for 3 weeks. Now it's been out for 2 weeks. You said you're hearing about it on the street and phone calls, folks seeing you in it. So you came by to get a copy here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I came back. I've been out of touch. I haven't been looking at computers or listening to phone calls for about 3 weeks, and I come in the other night, my phone is full of messages from people around the country saying, God, the Obama deception is fabulous. You know, I want to talk to you about it. And so I'm really happy for not only for you, because this is a very, very positive thing, but I'm very happy for the people of this country to be able to see through this thing. What we are facing is the most dangerous period in the history of not only our country, but of the Western culture. And, you know, this Obama, he's a real work of art. And the real danger of Obama is that he is so likable, is that he is so articulate, that he is so charismatic. He is a man of color. He's a very, very likable guy. And that is the real danger. And as I say over and over and over again, you've got to judge a tree by its fruit, not by its flower.
And his fruit is bad.
And his fruit is bad. And I have all these friends who are good, good people. They're smart. And they keep going, well, I'm sticking with him. I'm sticking with him. I'm sticking with him. I'm going, look, you know, you were against Bush because of the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Obama's for the war in Iraq and for the war in Afghanistan, and he's for putting missiles in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Georgia, aimed at Russia. This guy is more militaristic than Bush was.
Well, George, we're almost out of time. I just want to, since you're here for 2 weeks, I want to invite you in. Let's go check with my producer for an hour and a half next week in studio.
Absolutely.
But also, I'm going to come out to your house to interview with you there sometime for the new film we're making. Tarpley's coming in this weekend. He'll be with me in studio from 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday, rebroadcast with all the amazing analysis and guests and a bunch of important info about them openly announcing how the European Union will govern the new planetary government. That is what Gordon Brown said on video. That was in the first hour. That's in the rebroadcast at Infowars.com. George, we got about 30 seconds till this show ends and goes into rebroadcast. Say bye to folks.
Alex, you're doing God's work, and every one of you who are listening, just wake up, talk with your friends, share the information. We created this problem, and we can heal it. God love you.
Absolutely. There's George Humphrey in studio. I'll be with us next week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.